First, it is not lost on me that the scripture this morning is from Genesis and the sermon is called Journeys. Sounds like a collection of 80s bands, right? Also, forgive me for this, because sometimes I just have to. Just a small town girl, just daughter of, from the house of, where is it from? I gotta start again. Oh, it's because I got the wrong part here. Just a small town girl from the house of, what's his name? Bethuel. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, he had come from Berlaharoy. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Yes? Journey? Journey? You got it? Okay. Rewriting Journey lyrics for Genesis. But Genesis would never sing a Journey song, I don't think. Anyway. Well, because this morning's reading is about, well, it's about Isaac and Rebekah. It's about Abraham. It's about all of the people that are part of the story. And it is filled with racism, sexism, and romance. You can't hide it. You can't hide from it. Genesis 24 tells the story. Abraham was a racist. He even says it. He says it. It happens twice, but in Genesis 24, in our reading, 37 and 38, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, because they're not the right race for us. The cultural rule at the time of Isaac, it was sexist. Go to my father's house, to my kindred, and get a wife for my son. Go pick one up at the store. Now, there was a little bit of, she has to say yes. At least we've got that, but go get a wife. My son will take whichever wife that you get for him. Somehow, in spite of, well, bad behavior, this is Abraham's history, is filled with bad behavior, bad social skills, bad treatment of people, racism, sexism. Isaac and Rebekah got together and they loved each other. So there's a lot of nastiness in their past. Nastiness that is overt and nastiness that we look at going back and say, wow, How could it be that way? Some of it cultural, some of it just nastiness. We screw up, God finds a way to bring about something good. No condoning racism in this scripture, and there's no condoning racism at all. It's wrong and should never be or never was okay. There's no condoning sexism. It's wrong. Should never be. Never has been okay. And yeah, we screw up. I know that God will never break the part of God's part of the cycle, doing something good. God is always bringing healing and restoration and hope to the ones who've screwed up. I just wish we could break our part of the cycle. And this story, it's a long story. It tells how Isaac and Rebekah got together. And I don't know what else is really to learn from it, except maybe this. Because it tells the story of imperfect people who do imperfect things, either in general imperfect or imperfect as we look back and make our own cultural assumptions on things. But God did something amazing with Isaac and Rebekah. Now, Isaac is the son of Abraham, and from Isaac we have Judaism. There's a long history of Judaism and Christianity first not getting along, then getting along, respecting one another, having different views of culture. I don't even want to take it to the government standpoint. Let me just say on that regard that Israel as a nation and Israel as the biblical nation are not the same. There are some similarities, there are some locations and everything, but a political standpoint and a religious standpoint are just different, just like a scientific standpoint and a religious standpoint are different. So there are people in the world who support all of what Israel does and support politically their right to exist as a nation and to make settlements. And there are people in the world who think the opposite, that Israel shouldn't be doing what it's doing, that it is an atrocity, that it is awful. And those are political aspirations. They're not religious things. So let me just say this to us as a religious community. You can have an opinion that supports the nation of Israel and all that Israel does without question and still be a religious person. You can also not support many of the things that are happening and still be a religious person. And we have to be the church together. We're not always going to agree on things. We disagree on politics. We disagree on a lot of things. But we can agree that we serve God and we have this Bible. And we have this Bible story today that has racism, sexism, and romance in it. What do we do with it? Remember, I said, we can't condone racism by looking at this. We can't condone sexism by doing this. We can appreciate that Isaac and Rebekah got together and formed a family. And I think that we can take just this little tidbit from this long story. And it's in keeping with the themes of the United Church of Christ. I mean, yes, a just world for all, but even simpler about who is welcome in this congregation, who is welcome in Christ's church. And we say no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. So, we have people who attend church who are very conservative in their politics and very conservative in their theology. And we have people who attend this church who are very liberal in their politics and very liberal in their theology. And we have a cross mix of all of that. And we have people who have done really wonderful things here. And we have people who have done some horrible things here. Isaac, Abraham, Sarah, Rebecca. All those things could be true of any one of them. And God still used them for good. So while we are all welcome here, no matter who we are, no matter where we are on life's journey, and we have done an awful lot of good and an awful lot of bad in our lives, God says, what you are, who you are, is good enough. You and me, we can do this. From right now, from right where you are. Sometimes people will look at that and say, so I got a free pass. The movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou? The book, Ulysses. The Odyssey. I love the moment, well, it's mostly in the movie, but one of the fellows, I forgot his name, goes down to the river to pray. He gets baptized. And he says, my sins have been washed away. I don't have to pay anything for that Piggly Wiggly that I held up. I thought you didn't hold that one up. Well, I did, and I'm forgiven of that too. When we are forgiven of things, and when God says that you and me, we are good, we're going to make this work, we're going to do great things together because you screw up and I do good things, but we can do this together no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey. It doesn't mean that we are free from the consequences of our life's choices. Of course not. People who have broken laws, burglary, murder, I mean awful things. Well, of course, we have things that we have to, well, is atone the right word? We shouldn't do bad things. When we do, yes, there are consequences to our actions. Maybe make it simpler. If you accidentally throw a ball through a window, you're supposed to replace the window. Or you're supposed to at least tell the owners of the house and work it out with insurance companies and things like that. Or if it's a stained glass window on a church, it costs a lot of money and you put boards, whatever. You know, so we have to have consequences for our actions. But that doesn't mean that we can't do good. A lot of times people look back at their history, and even people that don't come to church, this is a big reason people don't come to church is the church's negative attitudes with whatever society accepts now, and especially on the LGBT issue, but not exclusively that. Another reason people don't come to church is they say that I will come to church when I've got my act together. When I've got it all together, when I can be like the church people, then I'll come to church. This is usually borne out in people that when it's a wedding or a funeral or a Tuesday, whatever, someone's visiting the church, and they won't come through the sanctuary because they're like, I don't think I could darken the doors of a place like this because like lightning would strike me for walking in here because I don't have my stuff together, so I can't come to church. And God says, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Abraham, you are welcome here. Isaac, you are welcome here. Rebecca, you are welcome here. Sarah, you are welcome here. All the people in the Bible, those who do great things, those who do awful things, you are welcome here. But what about the people that want to do harm while they're here? All right, do we have to go to all the specifics? Try not to do harm when we're part of the church. We try to do good together. Of course, everyone is welcome. Not all actions are welcome, right? I mean, that just kind of works that way. If you want to be part of God's work in the world, try not to work against God's work in the world. That's a really good idea. And still, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here because everyone matters. Everyone matters. And that's not a trying to go with a all lives matter versus Black Lives Matter kind of a statement. Everyone matters. Of course, everyone matters. And we have to remember that. We also have to remember that groups of people, populations of people who systemic injustice applies to or has been part of their lives matter too. All people matter. Everyone matters. We got to start with that. We also have to finish with that. We have to keep going with that every day. So we look at a story about racism, sexism, and romance, and we say that a lot of that's not okay. But no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. So what do we do with that? What do we do with a long, long story with a little message there that's a huge message? What do we do this week? First, invite the people to church who don't have everything together. Second, come to church when you don't have everything together. Third, realize that not everybody has everything together. And fourth, of course, remember that you don't have everything together. And you and God are enough to start the work of recognizing that everyone matters, of recognizing that justice and kindness and peace are attainable. Recognizing that we are not all the same. Each one of us is on our own journey. Amen.